Today's word God gives us is Acts chapter 15, verse from 22 to 29. Allow me to read. Then the apostles and elders with the whole church decided to choose some of their own men and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They chose Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, two men who were leaders among the brothers. With them they sent the following letter: "The apostles and elders, your brothers, to the Gentile believers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, greetings. We have heard that some went out from us without our authorization and disturbed you, troubling your minds by what they said. So we all agreed to choose some men and send them to you with our dear friends Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are sending Judas and Silas to confirm by word of mouth what we are writing. It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond the following requirements. You are to abstain from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. You will do well to avoid these things. Farewell. Amen." The reason why I showed you a picture of baby is that I can't find a word to describe this pure and innocent angelic baby. The more you see, the more she looks lovely. Baby was born on November 21st, 2010. So tomorrow is her first birthday. It is obvious that she grows in a lovely home with a loving family. And you can easily imagine that her parents are one of those ideal couples. However, surprisingly, the baby was abandoned by her parents and is now under the care of babysitters at a welfare institution for children named Seong-e-won. Abandoned babies are moved to a government-run children's center after checkout by the local district office. They named in Korean character, Hangul, at the center and transfer to a child welfare institution. When a new baby comes to Seong-e-won, baby's picture with her personal details is sent to me. It has been done thanks to the director of Seong-e-won, who wants to give the baby a Chinese character name, as most parents do in Korea, based on God's words, which could be the guideline of her life. As usual, all the babies I named were pure and clear, just as babies. However, when I received information on, my heart was torn apart because of things written in our personal detail document. Mother of this baby, aged 27, came to St. Paul Hospital with her boyfriend to give an emergency delivery. The baby was born with inborn syphilis and moved to intensive care unit. on November 23, 2010. The mother deserted her baby and left hospital. From November 21 to December 30, 2010, the baby had been under incubator care and her condition has been better. Finally, with doctor's note saying that no more additional measures for syphilis is necessary, the baby is recommended to Children Care Center by Family Welfare Department at the office of Dongdaemun District. This angel-like was born with syphilis. She has been suffered by syphilis even when she was in her mom's womb. The baby must have screamed if she could talk when syphilis virus attacked the fetus in the womb. The irresponsible baby's mother let her baby infected by syphilis, and even worse, deserted the baby after a day. She was not a careless teenager. She was 27 and was not too poor to necessarily give birth on the street. She came to the St. Paul Hospital with a boyfriend. She was not unidentified either. She left her resident ID with her name at the hospital. However, the baby was abandoned 2 days after being born with a syphilis virus. When I saw Jane's picture and her personal information, I felt pain in my heart, thinking how severe ordeal the baby has been through since her birth. But at the same time, I felt grateful on the other hand. It is a grateful heart toward those who has helped the baby. St. Paul Hospital took well care of the baby until she fully recovered, even though her parents deserted her and ran away. Family Welfare Department at the office of Dongdaemun District took charge of the baby from the hospital and sent her to Children Care Center January 5th, 2011. This is the note written on that day. This child was hospitalized right away at Children's Hospital for the better care because of her inborn disease, prematureness, low birth weight rate, growth delay in womb, inborn syphilis. Children's Center. Let the baby be examined at Seoul Children's Hospital and send the baby to Songaewon, Welfare Institution for Children. Baby Jung-un is growing well under the warm care of babysitters there, overcoming the misery she had when she was born. As you see the picture, the picture on the right side where the baby wears hanbok was taken yesterday as a part of rehearsal for her birthday party tomorrow. How wonderful and grateful it is. The story on how this baby went through all her troubles within a year is a short version of the story of this world. There are innumerable numbers of people in this world, but they are largely categorized into two groups. One group is those who harm others, even including their own children, to live their way, just like Jung-un's mother. And the other group is those who take care of and help others, like those who cured and cared baby. We can encounter these two kinds of people in today's script. As we looked over for the past 14 weeks, the agenda of the First Jerusalem Council was about Gentile Christians' circumcision. James, Jesus' brother, the first chairman of the council, concluded that Jewish Christians should not bother Gentile Christians with circumcision issue. This conclusion makes sure that requiring Gentile Christians who are already saved in Jesus Christ to get circumcised is a criminal act. Moreover, a letter calling for abstaining from bothering Jewish Christians with distasteful acts was sent. Not bothering Gentile Christians means no more misunderstanding about Gentile Christians just because they are not circumcised, and not annoying Jewish Christians with distasteful acts means no more unnecessary misunderstanding Christians. As I told you last time, true love with righteous heart doesn't misunderstand anybody. It is because God's sound common sense prohibits us from misunderstanding. Today's scripture is about follow-up actions after the final decision of James. In verse 22, it says, "Then the apostles and elders with the whole church decided to choose some of their own men and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They chose Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, two men who were leaders among the brothers." Here, the apostles and elders with the whole church means every person at the Jerusalem Council. In other words, every believer at Jerusalem Mother Church. Just a few moments before, however, many had insisted circumcisions on Gentile Christians at the Jerusalem Council. Despite that, with the final decision of James, they withdrew their petition without any reservation. It is because they realized that they were wrong after listening to the testimonies of Paul, Peter, and Barnabas, proving God's grace of saving never circumcised Gentiles. And therefore, believers at Jerusalem Mother Church became one heart and decided to send Judas and Silas with Paul and Barnabas, who were returning to Antioch Church. Although the first chairperson of Jerusalem Council expressed the final decision to be put in writing and sent by letter, believers at Jerusalem Mother Church choose Judas and Silas to personally deliver the letter containing the final decision of James to Antioch Church and read the letter before Gentile Christians. This was in order to firmly confirm the authority of the final decision of James. Verse 23 says, "With them they sent the following letter, 'The apostles and elders, your brothers, to the Gentile believers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, greetings.' The recipients of the letter sent by Jerusalem Mother Church were Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia. Syria was located at the southern region of then Asia Minor, which is now part of Turkey. Its capital city was Antioch. As we know, the first place that circumcisions of the Gentiles became an issue was Antioch Church. Nevertheless, the fact that Syria and Cilicia were also included in the recipient list of the Jerusalem Councils means that the issue of circumcisions on the Gentiles had been spread to other regions over time. Verse 24 says, "We have heard that some went out from us without our authorization and disturbed you, troubling your minds by what they said." The reason that one day a disturbance arose at Antioch Church where Paul and Barnabas preached was because some Jewish Christians from Jerusalem spread false teaching to Gentile Christians at Antioch that they can never be saved unless they are circumcised. In the letter written by apostles of Jerusalem Mother Church, those people were referred as people disturbing and troubling your minds. The original Greek word translated as mind is psyche, which has the meanings of soul and life. Therefore, the original meaning of troubling your minds in Greek would be disturbing one's soul or robbing one's soul. Wouldn't it be a robbery of one's soul if he or she who's already been saved is condemned for not being saved? Therefore, although we will examine in more detail next week, the letter of apostles continues with the message of dispatching Judas and Silas from Jerusalem church with Paul and Barnabas in order to deliver the Jerusalem council's final decision of circumcisions on the Gentiles. Jewish people who disturbed Gentile Christians of Antioch Church with a false teaching and robbed their souls are like baby Jung-un's mother who gave birth to Jung-un with syphilis and left Jung-un on the second day of her birth. Those people take easy ways and live as they think. So they disturb and trouble people around them as well as their own children. And therefore they rob the soul of others. To the contrary, believers at Jerusalem Mother Church who had voted unanimously for the ban of the circumcision on the Gentiles and decided to send Judas and Silas to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas are like those who helped and saved the baby infected by syphilis and abandoned by her own mother. It is not difficult to imagine the healed souls of Gentile Christians at Antioch after hearing the final decision of the Jerusalem Council directly from Judas and Silas. This is the message that the Lord gives us on this Thanksgiving week. With what kind of thoughts have we been living? Depending on with what kind of thoughts we live and what we give to others, someone's soul may wither like babies infected with syphilis, or, to the opposite, a dying soul can be healed like an angel, just as baby who will soon celebrate her first birthday. Needless to say, a Christian should live the life of the latter. An elderly sister of our church wrote me a letter after attending Thanksgiving Week Gospel Contest held on last Wednesday. With her permission, I'll read you part of the letter. Pastor, I can't just go to bed. We're in the middle of the fall. In these days, I feel disheartened about the passage of time. But this evening, as I was watching the Feast of Thanksgiving, my heart is deeply moved and filled with bliss. May not be a critic's opinion, but I wonder what kind of opera or K-pop can touch our heart more deeply than today's Thanksgiving songs. Who can be more beautiful than the elderly group performed today? I had to swallow tears as I was listening to their harmonica play. Young couples singing with their body and soul, with their babies in their bosom. Young children's irresistibly charming singing. Earnest sings of young fellows in 20s and 30s. Mid-aged group with roses in their hair. And the brass band. It was complete communication and harmony, their passion and devotion to sing for the Lord's grace was so beautiful and valuable. When everybody, regardless of gender or age, at Thanksgiving Week Gospel Contest became one and sang Grace of the Lord, our hearts were moved and our eyes were filled with tears. The source of such thanksgiving is the grace of God. That although we were infected with the virus of sin since birth, He saved us from death with the holy blood of Jesus Christ. Then, with what can we thank to the grace of God? Wouldn't it be living a life of believers at Jerusalem Mother Church who saved disturbed and troubled people and try to take after Jesus, who sacrificed himself on the cross in order to save us? I wrote down for a baby Proverbs chapter 31 verse 30 and 31. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. And as seen in the picture, I wrote down in the beginning the Chinese character, righteousness and fragrance, as a prayer, righteously revere the Lord all your life and become the fragrance of the Lord. Who had faced death by being born with congenital syphilis, but through the care of many people, will now be having her first birthday tomorrow. If Jin were to grow up and live a life saving the lives of those who have been thrown to the agony of death, how strong would the Lord's fragrance be through her? Depending on how we live our lives, like baby children, and the Gentile Christians of the Antioch Church, someone's spirit may be ravaged. Or on the other hand, like baby children and the Gentile Christians of the Antioch Church, the once dying spirit may be restored like that of an angel. In order to become a Christian who saves lives, we must never be someone who uses another. For whatever reason is, that is because if we try to use another, it'll end in harming someone, even if that was not intended. If we're to live as life-saving Christians, we must confront and fight evil and unrighteousness to the point of spilling our blood. Without doing this, we would not be able to save those who are suffering under the evil and injustice of this world. Do you believe that we, who have been born to death, infected by the virus of sin, were saved through Christ's blood on the cross? If so, we must now end the life of knowingly and unknowingly pillaging the souls of others by living a life based on our desires and whim. And instead, become the Christians of Jerusalem of today's text, who restores the lives of suffering souls, such as Jane, who is having her first day. So let us not, for whatever reason, try to use another or reach a compromise or give in to sin or injustice. By doing this, our lives will become the fragrance of the Lord and the true offering of thanksgiving, which is pleasing to the Lord. Let us pray. We were born infected by the virus of sin, deprived of the spirit, and therefore thrown to the suffering of death. Thank you for saving us through your precious blood of the cross and for making us your children and being with us during this year. But even though we have received salvation through the Lord's grace, we did not try to live a new life. Instead, we infected those around us with the virus of this world. And through wrong teachings, we have pillaged the soul of many people. We repent for such sin and ask for your forgiveness. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, we thank you for making us realize what our true offering of thanksgiving to the Lord should be. Give us true wisdom and true faith and unwavering courage so that by having a righteous heart that reveres only the Lord, we do not try to use others or compromise with or give in to this world's evil or injustice, and prevent us from committing the foolishness of pillaging the soul of others for our sake. And let us become the Jerusalem Christians of this age who give themselves up to save even one soul who is suffering within the soul of death. In this way, let our daily lives become both the offering of thanks to the Lord and the Lord's fragrance for this word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.